Now, are we talking about this one object that's been spotted, or was there another one over the last day or two?
This is one of those stories that's really funny. I actually read a mailing list for Minor Planets. It's on Yahoo Groups. It's called Minor Planets Mailing List.
All right.
And I read it every lunch to see what's going on. And yesterday there wasn't much happening, so I didn't worry about it. Come in this morning, and there are 100 posts on there. A guy in Spain says he has discovered a large object beyond Pluto. It was actually seen in an old image taken in 2003, and so it's got the name 2003 EL61. It's just how they name these things.
Sure.
By observing it over a certain amount of time and you watch this thing move, you can calculate how far away it is. You actually basically plot the orbit. And that's what they did, and they got a distance of this thing being 50 times farther from the sun than the Earth is. Now, this puts it comfortably farther away than Pluto. Now, they know how bright this thing is, and they know how far away it is. By guessing how dark it is, you kind of know how dark these things are. Something darker has to be bigger to be as bright as something which is brighter. You know, a snowball versus a lump of tar will, you know, the lump of tar will be much darker. So to have it reflect as much light as a snowball, it has to be much bigger. And that's literally true here. Most of these objects beyond Pluto are very dark. So you can guess at how dark it is. You can guess how big it is. And the number they got is big. It's about 1,000 miles across. Now, that's not much smaller than Pluto. And they announced this basically yesterday. Well, the plot thickens. Some other guys said, well, we saw this thing as well about a year ago. We just haven't talked about it. Well, that's fine. And they said, but also, we found this other object. And this one's called 2003 UB313. Pardon me, my microphone's popping here a little bit.
No, sorry.
This one is almost 100 times as far from the sun as the Earth is. That would put it, 93 million times 100. That's 9 billion miles out from the sun.
Now, is that the one that they announced today?
Yes.
Okay.
These were both announced basically today in the past 24 hours.
Well, the other story's been buried then, because all across this country, we see the big story about the astronomers finding a new planet. They're not talking about this other object. So we're really talking about two objects within a couple days announced, right?
Actually, we're talking about three.
Another one?
The first object, EL61, the one that's about 1,000 miles across, it's probably smaller than Pluto, though not by much.
Is it a planet, asteroid? What would you categorize it as?
Well, right now, they're just called trans-Neptunian objects. In other words, objects that are beyond Neptune's orbit.
Okay.
Because it's hard to know what these things are. Some of them have funny orbits that make them like Pluto. They might be like giant ice balls, like giant comet nuclei, hundreds of, or even 1,000 miles across. So it's kind of an odd object, and they're not big enough to actually see in a telescope. They just look like a dot of light.
Assuming comets are ice balls.
Well,
that's
I think that's
story.
A fair assumption. I know
story.
You're referring to James McCanney.
Yes.
And I, you know, we can talk about him if you'd like, but I don't think that his theories are correct, and I've got a web page showing that. But it's pretty clear that these things are chunks of something that are cold. We'll probably know better in a few years when we send the Pluto Express probe to go by Pluto and take pictures. But in the meantime, back to these objects. This one that's 1,000 miles across and about 5 billion miles out, it appears to have a moon. These other guys observed it. There are two teams here. One's a Spanish team. They use a small telescope. They found and announced this first object, EL61. Then these other guys came out and said, yes, we observed this some time ago. In fact, we have a much bigger telescope. We used the Keck 10-meter telescope in Hawaii, and they've actually been able to see that this thing has a moon. Now, this is important because if you can watch the moon orbit the object, you can get the mass of the object using basically math by Isaac Newton.
Right.
And they figured out that this thing, let's see, if I got the moons right, I think EL61 is the one with the moon. This is all happening so quickly, it's hard to keep up.
It really is an incredible series of stories here, Philip.
And it has 32%. Yes, it is. It's EL61. I've got this written down. It has about a third of the mass of Pluto, and it's about 70% of Pluto's diameter. So it's big. It's just not quite as big as Pluto.
All right, so that's one object.
Now, that's the smaller one, the one that was announced first yesterday.
Okay.
The new one, if you want to call it new, it's a few hours younger. UB 313 That's 1,600 miles across. Now, I said that they have to assume how reflective this thing is, if it's dark or bright or whatever, to get its size. Even if they assume this thing is as small as it can possibly be, it is still comfortably bigger than Pluto. If this is confirmed, it has not been confirmed yet about the size. They've got some observations of it. More will be taken. I expect in the next few weeks we'll have everybody pointing their telescope at this thing. If this is confirmed, this object is definitely bigger than Pluto. It is 100 times the Earth's distance from the Sun. It is 9 billion miles out. Pluto is roughly 3 billion miles out, roughly. This thing is way the hell out and gone. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And, you know, I've been expecting this for many years. I've been expecting that we would find brighter, or I should say bigger objects than Pluto. It's just been a matter of time. I say that because we now know of well over 100 of these giant ice balls out there. And it just looks like Pluto's the biggest. But we found a couple of other ones. You might remember Sedna.
Yes.
And Kwalwar, these weirdly named
right.
objects.
They're out there, too.
They're out there, too, and they're half as big as Pluto. And, you know, it just seemed like it's a matter of time.
Okay, now this most recent one, then, number three, I would guess, right?
Well, I'm saying it's three objects because one of them has a moon.
One, the moon. Okay.
So EL-16 right. is All a right. double, and
okay.
UB-313 is a single.
Okay, so the one that was basically announced today.
Yes.
Could you say that that is Planet X? At this point?
Well, the classic definition of Planet X is a tenth planet. If you want to call Pluto a planet and you want to call this a planet, then, hey, look, it's the tenth planet. A lot of people like calling Pluto a planet. I haven't always been, but since we started discovering these objects and it became clear that there were a lot of them, I've started leaning towards the idea that Pluto is just the biggest of these objects and it's not really a true planet.
Do we know what the orbit is of the planet announced today?
Yes. In fact, I don't know how elliptical it is off the top of my head. I would need to look that up. But I do know that it is tilted with respect to the other planets by about 45 degrees. I think 44 degrees is how much it's tilted.
Well, you know, Zechariah Sitchin says that the Sumerian tablets, when we talk about that extra planet in his book, 12th Planet, says that this planet is on a 3,600-year elliptical orbit, 3,600 years to do its circle. Could that be this one?
Well, no, because Zachary Sitchin's wrong.
I don't know about that anymore, Phil.
Oh, I do. His claims are that this planet comes in every 3,600 years
yes,
and comes
yes.
into the inner
comes
solar
close.
System.
Right, right.
And that is just, it's just physically impossible for a giant planet to get into the inner solar system without disrupting all the orbits of the planets. And we just don't see that.